It's recording. Okay. What's up, guys? It's the Awkward Dread.
And it's a shit show once again!
And we have Ryan.
What's up?
We have Ben.
Hello.
We have Amanda.
Hi.
Kayla's here.
Hello.
Abby and Marcus are here.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, okay, Marcus. Oh, Chelsea's here, guys.
Hey, everybody.
I caught it, guys. So, all right. So, some of you guys, we took off our abortion podcast for a reason. But some of you guys asked some questions. So, I'm going to read some of your questions. And here we go. From the pessimistic War King, new listener in my first ever comment, I know you deleted your abortion episode, but please allow me to speak. Since the overturning of Roe versus Wade, I've been saying this for years. A day will come when the question will be asked, why should we allow you to kill a child? All your emotional rants, hashtag disallowing certain genders in the conversation will not matter. You must answer this question with factual and realistic statements. Why should we allow you to kill a child? That day has come, so contact your state representatives and give them real arguments to, once again, why should we allow you to kill a child? Or cry on the internet and make TikTok videos. I'm rooting for you. Good luck. Now, Abby, since you weren't here for our last one, I would like you to give your opinion on abortion and the overturning of Roe versus Wade, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I think New Wave Feminists, who I highly recommend you follow, said it best, where if you are, even if you are pro-life, if you consider the overturning of Roe v. Wade nothing more than a victory worth of celebration, you don't understand the nuance of what that ruling means, or what the system is like currently in the United States for medical care and those kinds of things. I think, unfortunately, what complicates the conversation is both the right and the left, as well as the pro-choice and pro-life movements, which haven't always been firmly connected to those sides, right? They have a long history, they all have a long history of racism, sexism, classism, and exploitation, because politicians suck. And both sides have also had a lot of individuals who put meaningful work into their communities because they care about the well-being and the safety of the people giving birth and the children and the families. And I think what all this means is that people who say there's never an okay abortion, we have to save the innocent babies, are missing a lot of nuance in the conversation. And at the same time, people who say there is no bad reason to have an abortion are also missing a lot of nuance. So, but I do think there's like two levels of absolutely zero nuance, okay, and that get completely skipped over. So the first level is, one, no one should feel like they have to choose between education and pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Two, no one should feel like they have to choose between a job and pregnancy. Three, no one should ever have to fear rape, coercion, abuse. Four, natural abortions or miscarriages are exactly what they're called. They're natural and should be protected. Five, medically necessary abortions are exactly what they're called. They're necessary and should be protected. And six, people should have access to birth control. And then, and I think that's like the low-hanging fruit, what should make things an easy conversation between multiple sides, is that birth control, miscarriages, medically necessary abortions should all be protected. That just shouldn't be an argument. And then after we get all of those, we get into a second non-negotiable tier, which goes into, do people have...
Abby, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off. I wanted to get Kayla and Amanda in real quick.
Yeah, go
if
for
I could. Kayla, you want to go ahead and go?
Yeah, I can go ahead and go. I have a problem when people are like, you know, you're killing a baby, you're doing this, you're doing that at, you know, like 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, or even a little bit longer, because it's not even a baby. Like, it's a clump of cells. Like, it doesn't compute right with me, because, like, what if someone's raped? What if it's incest? What if it's this? What if it's that? Like, there's, like, you know, Abby was saying, like, there's different circumstances where it should be protected. And, like, what if, I don't know, someone has a miscarriage and then they have to carry that dead, like, fetus to term and, like, birth it. And yeah, it comes out dead. Like, that's more trauma on the mother and the father, or the mother and the partner, or, like, whoever.
And so, exposing them to sepsis, too, by the way. So. Mm-hmm.
To what?
Sepsis.
I'm glad to be educated on that.
So, I mean, I feel like, you know, it being overturned, people are still going to get abortions, but they're not going to be...
Legal.
They're not going to be safe. Like, it's just going to harm the mother, and, like, if the mother doesn't feel like she has a way out, like, what's to say that she's not going and committing suicide to just because she didn't want to have the baby? You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It doesn't... I could get really...
I got you. I got
about
you.
...about it, but I'm not gonna because it just... It's fucked up. Either
so, way. Amanda, you have a specific take that I think we kind of have the same take.
Sure.
As far as, like, what we... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep it really brief because I want Kayla to continue on the beautiful education she was giving us. And so, basically, I want to say that once upon a time, my unevolved brain thought that abortion was wrong. And the only reason why I came to that conclusion was because I stumbled upon photos, propaganda, religious propaganda, that had pictures of fetuses post-abortion, and it was extremely traumatizing. And so the fact of the matter is, I believe that a good majority of population living on this earth carry an unevolved brain. I do. I think they don't ever get past that point of...
When you say unevolved brain, are you saying people that are just uneducated to what happens?
Ignorant motherfuckers. Can I say motherfuckers?
You can.
Ignorant motherfuckers who refuse to expand their horizons, get others' opinions. You know, just people who will not step outside of their comfort zone to try and get to know people. And maybe they don't have the natural knack to, or maybe they... physically cannot do that. That's what helps me sleep at night, to know just how many stupid people there are out in the world.
So to be clear, you're pro-life. I mean, also, you're pro-choice. No.
Yeah, I'm pro.
I always get those mixed up.
I'm pro-choice. And I know why it mixes people up. I'm pro-choice. I know why it mixes people up, because I did read an article recently that totally broke it down why, to what Kayla was saying, the pro-life movement is rooted in racism, because being racist and, you know, supporting segregation was no longer strong enough of an argument to win over, you know, the majority for the conservative right. And so, as over time, very quickly, honestly, you know, the evangelical right moved to abortion as a hot button issue and pressed, you know, other conservative, you know, politicians and movements to push that as a single vote issue. So now, let's say you are pretty much a socially left person. Maybe you are economically left, but you just can't shake that you don't agree with abortion. It just hurts you to your soul. You may feel religiously motivated to vote right because it's a single vote issue, mm-hmm. and that supports the strongest conviction you have. So that's always going to be my opinion, is what's on the other side, what's in it for the people that are opposing or pushing this initiative. And I would love to hear what Kayla...
Well, real quick,
I just like to interject real quick too. You mentioned that it's a potentially racist type issue. There's actually a non-insignificant amount of people who believe... I'm speaking.
I know. I'm sorry.
Who believe that actually abortion is racist.
Oh, there's racism.
Wait, what?
No,
how can abortion be racist?
So I've seen
I keep myself in the loop, regardless if it's healthy for me or not. But I've seen some stuff where, like, there is the claim was, like, poor black people have more babies, and we need to reduce the amount of poor black people that are on the
world. But that doesn't make abortion...
Eugenics and genocide.
Yeah, eugenics.
It's a eugenics line. Like, the lady who, like, created Planned Parenthood.
Margaret Sanger.
Was very...
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So they attack from the angle. Oh, we're not the racists. You guys are the racists. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And yeah. There were, like, historically, there were members of, like, the early, like, black power movement that were heavily against abortion because they saw it as being marketed towards.
Well, it isn't. Planned Parenthood is in a lot of black communities. I mean, literally, the place I live before, like, right down the street, is a Planned Parenthood. So, I mean, I want to ask a question real quick because I saw this and I read some of the book on it, but it's, how do you feel about some people saying that the reason why they're trying to control women's birthing is because white babies aren't being born as much. Now, statistically, 67% of white women are getting abortions, which is insanely high. Whereas black women are getting 27, and I think I don't know what it is for like the other races or whatever, but it's what do you think about they're trying to control at the very least control white women's wombs because they're like, hey, you guys aren't having enough babies, we're gonna be brown. It's
Wait,
gonna be brown.
Yeah, listen, I've been saying this for a long time. They're trying to stop the browning of America because most of the women getting abortions are middle and upper class white women. Yeah. Like, you have to think, like, yeah, they put Planned Parenthoods and stuff like that in these neighborhoods, but then they also gave them government assistance. Like, they also had these other programs in place that made it easier for these people to continue having kids. And the majority of women getting abortions are white women. And so that at that rate, now they're, like, I completely agree with the fact that they're trying to force more white babies into the world.
I absolutely agree with you there, and I would love to add that on the other side of racism, what's the easiest way for the rich to get richer? To keep the working class working. Mm-hmm. So the more babies there are out in the world that don't have a chance for their mothers to finish their education, that grow up in poverty, that grow up black and brown, lower class, they will continue to contribute to working those lower wage jobs, which are ultimately the fastest way for a rich person to fast track to billionaire.
I want to read this. This is very interesting. The person's name is Earth Cat. I was played a downloaded version of your abortion episode, and it destroyed me from the inside. I understand why you might have deleted it. I'm the consequence of rape. My mother's rapist, not my father, but her rapist, brought me into this world, and I don't know what side of the coin I'm on. If my mom aborted me, I wouldn't be experiencing life. On the other hand, I know my mom hates looking at me sometimes. She hates any characteristics I get from him. I don't even feel like she's my mom sometimes. Can you understand how that feels? Damn.
That's really sad.
I'll tell you, not the best. I've been to college and moved away from home. She doesn't call. I don't call. Maybe it's for the best. But if I ever get married, my mom probably won't be at my wedding or any of my family because I have no family. Just me. Think about that when making your decision. The child will have feelings that, when experienced, can traumatize them. Now, I kind of wanna point something out real quick. This person's name is Earth Cat. I wasn't even thinking, but Eartha Kitt is a black woman that played Catwoman on the Adam West Batman, and she's a victim of, and she is a product of rape.
She's a child of rape.
Yeah, she's a child of rape. So I just thought that was very Yeah, so how you feel about that? Like, someone who's a child who has to go through that, you know, it's great that they experience life, but, I mean, they're obviously traumatized.
But that's just another reason why it should be up to that mother to decide, do I want to bring a child into this world knowing that that might be how I feel? Do I want to give this child up for adoption? Like, that's just another reason of whatever the decision should have been made by that mother.
No, this is a case of a shit mother. I'm sorry. She chose to bring the kid into the world.
Did she choose, though?
It doesn't matter. The kid was brought into the world, and she treated the kid like shit. So, if she wasn't able to raise that child properly...
Maybe she wasn't...
She could have given the kid up for adoption. But not everybody has access to the health care they need and the mental health care they need.
She could have given the kid up to adoption. She chose to keep the kid, raise him, and traumatize him. Once the kid was born, the decisions from that point were hers, and she made poor decisions.
Can we honestly, like... I have to lay it out that adoption and, you know, foster system, it's a complete red herring when people who are pro-life actually argue for that. It's a broken system.
It's a shit show.
It's awful. Yes, it's technically a valid alternative, you know, if you're not ready to raise this child, but it is just as bad as raising a kid neglectfully.
And I'll pose this to you, Ben, because, you know, like I said, I'm a Libra. I can see some of the points that you're making, and some of the points, you know, I would agree. I grew up with a shit mom who drank when she was pregnant with me because she kind of didn't want me, you know what I mean? So, like, I understand those things, and I understand making those poor decisions and making her daughter feel isolated. However, I will say... And I lost my thought, and I'm going to keep talking till it
Okay.
I'm going to say that until, you know, you get to experience that whole, you know, whatever happened to this listener's mother at the time, you know, maybe she was pressured to keep the child, maybe she, you know, I think most of the women, the folks that I have known that have had to make the decision to give a child up for abortion, debated it up until
like
the last,
I don't know,
absolute
woman,
last minute.
I don't know any woman. I mean, to be fair, I've only met one woman who actually did that.
Well,
but
usually they're secret, and you usually don't find out about it until you're just sitting and chilling with them, and they say, "Oh, hey, we've been friends for 3 years. Let me tell you a story about the time I gave my child up for adoption." And it's like, you know, and they debate it because, you know, you are growing and you're bonding with this baby while it's inside of you.
Instantly. It's instant for women.
Exactly. And so
when it comes to rape,
probably,
it's hard to judge
I'm not judging her for that.
So I will agree with Ben in the fact that, yes, the mom probably did not make the best decisions to raise that child in a good environment. Mm-hmm. So I do think, you know, if you're going to choose to have a baby, why... someone who you were raped, you know, it's you should be in counseling and therapy, and so should your child, and there are steps to take, but they're also like, she could have thought to herself, like, you know what, I'm gonna do this, I feel strong, I can do this, and then life happened and she couldn't. Like, it's just so different for every person, and it's so hard to make these big black and white decisions because every single person in every single situation and any abortion and rape, anything like that, is just so different to that specific circumstance.
I think when it comes to rape, that's a very like whatever decision they make is kind of like, everybody shut the fuck up, because rape to me is it's a different level. Someone rapes you and they put a kid in you. Whatever decision she makes, like, I don't see how anybody can judge her for anything. Now,
I'm not judging her for that. I'm judging her for the fact that she made a conscious choice to keep the child. And to me, that is a choice that you need to be accountable for. I'm going to just come out and say it. I'm not going to get on the side of the fence that says, well, yeah, you'd be better off if you had been aborted. No, I'm not going to say that. At this point, the blame lies on the mother for not doing her job after she made the choice to keep the child.
Yeah.
It is not speaking now to the person who wrote that comment. It is not your fault. It's your mom's in this situation. What happened to her was terrible. But she made bad choices, and her bad choices are not on you.
Abby, you want to have a final word on that? That's kind of... That's just... I can't even...
Can I add...
Go ahead, Kaylin. Go ahead.
So, I kind of want to know people's opinions when it comes to... like on social media, there's like these like middle upper class like white families that are holding like poster signs that are like, oh, I'll adopt your baby, I'll do this, blah blah blah, trying to be like the big person to like come in and swoop
white
in.
White savior.
Yeah, like a white savior. And I mean, it's true. They are. And it's just kind of like, well, if you would adopt that baby, why aren't you adopting the kids that already need homes
well,
now?
Well, adoption actually is really, really hard. The majority of people who apply for adoption, like, don't get it. There's a lot of people who either can't afford it or can't get it. So there are a lot of these families who I know personally, three families who have tried to adopt the last one of them almost 10 years off and on. And it's just such a long, expensive process. And the littlest things get people denied. So there are a lot of families out there who are more than willing to take in children who have just been denied.
We definitely need to fix the foster care system.
And to the the point of the people posting on social media, actually, when it's the whole point is when it's done person to person, it actually is it goes a lot faster versus trying to go through the system. And so that's why I'm not really willing to criticize those people too much, because that is the system so busted that advertising it like that on social media
like
and getting
as long
direct
as they're gonna
contacted.
Follow through with it, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
posting it like that,
And I can't speak for your friends, but the thing is, private adoption is actually much more expensive and much harder than the foster
100%.
System.
100%.
Yeah, it takes a lot more,
where
like...
people tend to run into problems is the foster system is primarily children over the age of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
nobody wants to
want
anybody
to think
a 16-year-old.
They don't want a 16-year-old. They want a brand new baby that they can call theirs. And the brand new babies, they're not there. They're through private adoption, which is why people are spending so much money and so much time. And, like, sadly, the really fucked up thing about it is people have this idea of, like, oh, well, the 10-year-old comes with baggage and this brand new baby is just mine. That baby was being completely conditioned and bonded to its mom from in the uterus. That baby's going to go through separation trauma. That baby's going to be fucked up. Like, that's just, and I say this as a child from of an adoptee, right? Like, it's not different. It just makes you feel better because you get the cute, new, shiny baby.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm so glad you want to take these people's babies, but also there's so many people's 12-year-olds out there that also need you, and we got to fix the system so that 12-year-old, when he or she gets adopted, they don't have their records erased from the past 12 years, because the way the adoption system currently works is the moment someone adopts you, every record of yours that has your birth parents' names on it gets completely erased. They get, your adoptive parents get put on your birth certificate. They write you a new birth certificate, and the government pretends that you were born to that family.
So I thought that you can get like you can adopt a child, and if that child if it gets erased, that child can, you know, they're like just bad or something. They can be sent back.
So
or something.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Like if a child is adopted, like, and he's just like, you know, a bad child, he can be like sent back to the adoption people. I thought that's what could happen.
And
or
it's
that
not that easy when you're
okay.
Legally adopted.
It's not a refund policy or anything. Okay.
Oh, Lord, Charles.
And the other thing is like my mom went to get her records, right, from before she was, and she was adopted as an infant, but she went to get her records. They're all Sharpied out, like they're blacked out because. It's considered a right to privacy, and her parents are considered legally her parents. And she loves her parents. She's glad she was adopted, but there's still trauma there.
Yeah.
And she still doesn't have legal right to any of her records.
She doesn't have access to her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wild.
I'm very glad that we were able to have this conversation, because I do think it's important. I do think it's important that people speak their mind about whatever their belief is, regardless if you're pro-life or pro-choice or whatever the case may be. But Amanda, Kayla, Abby, Chelsea, I do appreciate y'all speaking and laying down like what you guys believe in, because it is important. All right. Thank you very much, guys. We'll come back real soon. Thank you. Bye.